Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
It's another podcast. I'm feeling a bit energetic today. I'm feeling like I need to get out of the house, and I'm going to have a big walk this afternoon. When's the last time you left the house, Dale?
I didn't yesterday, but I did the day before. And I have been quite regular. Also, I just want to throw back to how I like your intro had a little bit of rhythm to it. It went, it's another podcast. Very, very good.
I'm thinking of maybe starting my musical career at home now I've got a microphone.
You should.
Singing about podcasts.
Yeah. Jesse, would you be my hype man?
I absolutely would. I mean, I've got the setup for it and stuff, so I'm just ready to follow you, man. We into your career. That.
Yeah. It's you followed me into one career, and that was the biggest mistake of your life. So
okay.
Get ready to make another one. And awesome. We were just talking about is the Segway the most useless mode of transport ever created?
It's not. God, is he?
The Segway is like the fucking it's the thing you hold on to, right? It's got the two little wheels. That's okay.
All right, so I didn't think you,
No, I was confusing that with a hovercraft. Well, not a hovercraft.
You know, what? Fucking,
no, what's a what's?
I know what you mean. The one that's got it's got no bar. It's just two wheels. And
what is that called though?
Oh, that one. Like a Segway without anything you hold on, just the little.
Yeah. Isn't that called the hover something? Or
it looks like a little Star Wars robot.
Yeah, it's got a dumb ass fucking.
I've never been on a Segway. I don't know why Segway tours are a thing, but they are.
Are they?
Yeah, like you can do Segway tours of.
Didn't the guy who made the Segway die? Didn't he like launch himself off a cliff saying how safe it was to use or something?
I have heard that a lot. I don't know if it is one of those urban myths or if it's true.
They are called hoverboards, by the way. So.
Oh, okay.
Take back your left assignment.
I mean, I said hovercraft. Not hovercraft. Sounds a lot more formal.
The inventor. Of the hovercraft is still alive. No, the inventor of the Segway is still alive.
Oh, right, okay.
So
they're not a mode of transport, are they? They're just something to fuck about on.
Yeah. Not official. Not good.
No. Anyway,
mode of transport like a bloody, what are they called? Space hopper is.
Oh, those are well fun though. Those are great.
Space hopper's making a comeback.
They should. Because they're fun.
They're good garden activity. Do you know what has made a comeback? Nemesis. Oh. He's back in Resident Evil 3.
Oh, God, yeah, he is back.
Plus, yeah, talking about Segways. both of you have played Resident Evil 3 more than once, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some thoughts. Should we start with the positives?
First, I finished it twice, and I started a hardcore mode, but then I stopped for reasons.
Yeah.
And Jesse, you finished it. Three times,
I have finished it almost four times now. But yeah, three on assisted, normal, and then hardcore, and they were very different experiences, all of them. Yeah. Which makes sense.
You'd expect that, wouldn't you? Really? From
I know
different modes. Yeah,
no, but it is weird because there is a huge jump between how the game plays on normal and to hardcore, which I wasn't expecting. They change like the speed of Nemesis, which is a fairly huge thing. He's like on drugs on hardcore mode. It's mad.
So that is cool. I'm interested in checking that out.
Yeah it's mad.
Overall, I would say like the positives are like it's still the same engine as Resident Evil 2, and that is a great engine. Like, it's really fun to play. The world looks beautiful all the time as well. Like, it's an incredible looking game. The sound design is incredible. Like, even some of the set pieces look great. And yeah, if you enjoy Resident Evil 2 and just looking for more of that gameplay loop, then this is definitely that with like added benefits.
That's why I've heard from people that it is Resident Evil 2 again. Like, it's still very fun. The actual game is fun. It just is about half as long as you'd want it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's a comfy game to get into because it plays like Resident Evil 2, but it has some improvements. Like, just the dodge mechanic is, you know, quite fun to make use of when you're actually playing the game, but is comfy. You can slip right in to Resident Evil 3 no problem if you've, you know, played a lot of Resident Evil 2, because it does play near enough the same, just a few little changes to how Jill controls and stuff. But there's a lot of other things that we've
picked up. I mean, I think I've boiled it down to like, so after I finished the game, me and Jesse had a little chat about it. And I think the first word we both used was disappointing.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like shite or terrible or anything like that. Just disappointing because we're expecting something more. And I think for me, the thing that I was expecting the most was Nemesis to be better. Like, I wanted him to be
Nemesis.
What I imagined him to be in the 1999 game. When I was a kid playing that game, it felt like he was always there. He was always on my tail. And like playing that game recently, it's become obvious to me that he's very much like, you know, set pieces, cutscenes and stuff, and like triggered. But I felt like in the new one, I wanted him to be constantly pursuing me, like Mr. X does in Resident Evil 2. I wanted him to always be there. And there's a section in the game where it's kind of like that, although you can quickly work out what areas he can't go into and you can sort of manipulate that. But about halfway through the game, and I'm not going to spoil it, but about halfway through the game, he stops being that, and it becomes just purely set pieces and boss battles. And then it's just like any other boss. And I found that. And then I'm like, well, where's the benefit of Nemesis anymore? He's just another blob dude. You know, he's just another classic Capcom Resident Evil
blob. Would you like to see him modded into a giant space hopper?
Absolutely.
That is a good idea. You should get on the modding community, get someone to do that.
that's the thing, though, is that Nemesis is meant to be the new Mr. X, and he is a souped-up version. You know, he can sprint, he's got a few more attacks than Mr. X did and stuff, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's better because, you know, after you get through the opening section of the game, you kind of lose what Nemesis, you know, what we think Nemesis is and what a lot of people thought Nemesis was. As well, you do get a lot of those scripted set pieces, and it's a shame because in the Resident Evil 2 remake, you spend so much time in the RPD station, and you, throughout that entire section of the game, you get Mr. X chasing you no matter what, and there's barely any scripted moments in that throughout that entire portion of the game, because you can just be roaming around and then he'll suddenly appear, and you don't get that in Resident Evil 3 after you get through a certain point, which is a shame.
It feels like it's a shame as well that it would almost be okay if it's, what, is it 5 to 6 hours if you're playing it at a normal pace?
I think that's kind of generous.
I don't know. I think at a normal pace, because, I mean, on my first playthrough, it took me 4 hours, and then I got that down to around 3, and then on hardcore, I got it to, like, 2:30. But that was me, because I think I just play games fast anyway. But I had a mate who just finished the game over in America now, and he took around 5 hours, and that was his first time playthrough. He didn't play the demo or anything like that. That seems to be the general thing.
I feel like that would be okay if it offered the same replayability that 2 did, where you could actually do it two different ways, or, you know, there was the two storylines. But when there's just that one, it does feel a little bit like...
That's the thing. And definitely what they've done with the new modes as well, like hardcore mode, and then there's... what's the fourth one called?
I believe that is called Nightmare.
And then there's a fifth one called Inferno as well,
yeah,
which is apparently ridiculous. But it feels like they're just building on these difficulty spikes instead of actually maybe they could have built a B storyline like Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
And then you're getting 2 4-5 hour campaigns and it feels like more of a complete story. Yeah. But like what Jesse was saying, I finished my first playthrough in 5 hours and I'm... Like, people know that, you know, I'm a trophy hunter. I like to do collectibles and stuff. So I'm taking my time, like, exploring each environment, trying to find these collectibles and stuff. And I still did it in 5 hours. And I feel like I could easily finish that game in 2 hours.
That is literally one of the challenges, is to complete the game within 2 hours so you can get some extra points and stuff like that. It just kind of it sets the mood when the game is like, you know, you probably take you 5 hours, but you can finish this in 2. If you just blitz through it. But that's the thing, though. A lot of Resident Evil games, before Resident Evil, I think, Code Veronica happened, a lot of Resident Evil games are fairly short.
Yeah.
You can get through them within, you know, 5 to 6 hours if you're, you know, just having a good time going through the puzzles and stuff and you're going to the correct rooms and you're just getting lucky. But with this, just because, I guess, people expect more.
Yeah, they set the bar so high with 2, I think, that people
are
expecting that again. Whereas in reality, if you think about it, they've had a year or less to make this on top of 2.
So when we did the preview coverage, I spoke to the producer, Pete Fabiano, and he implied to me that they've been working on it concurrently at the same time as Resident Evil 2, but I'm not sure 100%. like part of me feels like after they saw how successful Resident Evil 2 was going to be or was being, they expedited this thing, definitely, to capitalize on that. And it does feel like that. Like someone like myself and Jesse are really au fait with the original Resident Evil 3, and there's so many sections that you would expect to have the remake treatment, but they just completely cut out, or they
are super short.
Yeah, they make them incredibly short, which in the original game, there's this whole clock tower section. And that goes on for, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours, maybe, if you take your time with it. And in this game, it lasts for about 10 minutes. It's
It is a shame, because there are... I mean, it might not affect everyone, and might not... A lot of people might not care about this, just if they're playing Resident Evil 3 for the first time. But for me, who's like, Resident Evil 3 on the PS1 is my favorite Resident Evil. And as I was playing it, I noticed there were a lot of things that were either cut out or shortened and stuff. And it's... And what's weird is that when Dale and I, we played it at the preview event, we played the best part of Resident Evil 3, which is what people ended up experiencing with the demo that came out recently. That little section of Raccoon City, which you play, is the best part of Resident Evil 3. Because everything else afterwards, it's fairly shortened. A lot of things that you kind of expect to be in the game are either not there, or, you know, you're going to blitz through anyway. It's a shame, because I was really looking forward to this.
Sounds like it's fun while it lasts, but it lasts not long enough.
Not long enough.
And isn't that a great parable for life itself?
I would say if you're playing it for your first time as well, like, really take your time with the game and explore environments, because there is things to find and secrets that you'll miss and stuff.
Yeah.
And really make the most of like your nemesis encounters. Like the game almost encourages you to just always leg it as soon as he's there. And if you're playing on the normal or easier difficulty, like you can stand toe to toe with him and combat him a little bit. And sometimes that reaps rewards and stuff. And that stretches out a little bit more and makes it a bit more exciting. So I'd say definitely take your time with it, because it's not that long at all.
No. Well, that's why there is also the Resident Evil Resistance mode, which, because they originally packaged Resident Evil 3 as the campaign portion of Resident Evil.
I think it was more of a joke.
I think I don't know. That was meant to be like a goof.
Like, oh, we got your moment. I think during that. What was it? E3.
Whereas now it almost feels like, oh no, they did just attach a bit of a story mode onto this.
That was XO, I think. Wasn't it?
Oh right, okay. Yeah. But that's the thing, like, I've played Resistance and, like, I've had fun with it. I think, to be honest, in the long run, I'm probably going to have more fun messing around with my mates in Resistance than I am playing through Resident Evil 3 again. Because even when you finish it, you can do unlockables and stuff, and you can try and, you know, complete everything and unlock more stuff. But really, Resistance is probably going to be the one thing I get back into compared to the actual single player.
It looks a bit of fun. I haven't tried it yet, but it looks a laugh.
I've played about 4 hours of it, and to be honest, I think, like, I had fun doing that, but I think that's my fill with it, really. And like, it has elements of like Friday the 13th and stuff, but it doesn't have certain charm that game has that I want. But and also with something else coming out real soon, which does have elements of that, I feel like that's going to sort of take up my sort of time.
Yeah. I think, Dale, you may be referring to Predator Hunting Grounds. Am I right? Am I right?
You are spot on, mate.
We all played a little bit of that last Friday. There was a free trial last weekend. If you got in, had a laugh. Let us know how you feel about it. IGN_UK feedback@IGN.com. We played a couple of games together. I played a few more games over the weekend as well. It's obviously not. So if you don't know what Alien, if you don't know, I wish it was Alien versus Predator Hunting Grounds, that'd be good.
But,
Alien versus Predator is nonsense. Don't,
yeah, no, I have what are you childhood memories of that film, and I don't know, I have a soft spot for it. I know it's complete nonsense. But
mate, the games are better than the films. That's just
Dale, whoever wins, we lose.
That's a great
one. What was I saying? So yeah, if you don't know what Predator Hunting Grounds is, it's by the guys who made Friday the 13th. It's a one person plays as Predator, four people play as the fire team, just basically soldiers. And you have to, their rounds last, from our experience, anywhere between 10 and 20 minutes. And as soldiers, you have a little mission to do in the area, which is mainly just go to a guerrilla camp and either destroy something or steal something or kill someone. And then the Predator has to stop you doing that. And it was a bit of fun. It's obviously not... They were having server issues and there was glitchy stuff happening. But again, these are the guys who made Friday the 13th.
Yeah. First impressions are not great because of the technical limitations of it. Like,
when I played it again, though, I did have fun. I feel like it's going to be the same as Friday the 13th. If you have four friends you can play it with, it'll be fun. But playing with random people online, I don't know if it'll be as fun.
Like, initial impressions when, like, I'm guessing when we all tested the game out by ourselves, we're like, oh, this is a bit...
Yeah.
It doesn't feel too great. But then when we got into a game, it was like, we had fun.
And I played a couple more games as Predator, and once you get used to what you can do with him, it becomes a lot more fun. Once you... Yeah. Like, the actual moving from tree to tree feels quite good, I think. Mm. And you do feel a bit like Predator. I do feel like maybe I was just playing Predator badly and getting stuck in a bit too much. It feels like you can kill him a bit too easily. But... Yeah.
There was a point when we absolutely done you in.
Well,
when you were trying to kill someone.
It's not like, I think you got to put yourself in mindset, it's not like Friday the 13th where Jason is just so much more powerful than anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas in this, you got to remind yourself you're going up against four people with assault rifles and it could go wrong.
Grenades and stuff.
You say that though, but I remember the early days of Friday the 13th, and if you got, like, we did a video actually where we got a Jason who had never really played as Jason before. Yeah. And it was very easy to manipulate them and sort of take advantage of them. And I just feel like because it's early days of the game, people haven't really got great with the Predator yet. But as soon as people settle in and know the tricks, I feel like it could be really dangerous.
Yeah.
And I think I remember with Friday the 13th as well, how when it first came out, I just wanted to play as Jason all the time. Like, if I wasn't Jason, I was annoyed. And then over time, I quickly realized actually it's more fun to be a camp counselor
because
you're playing with your friends. You're giggling like mad because some monster's chasing you. And, you know, playing as Jason is a lonely experience as well.
I like
And I still like the same with this. I enjoyed playing as Predator right now, but I feel like over time, the fire team's going to be more fun because when we played together, it was me, Jesse, Matt, and Joe as a fire team. Like, the communication was really fun. Like, oh my God, he's up there in the tree. Watch out for him. Oh, he's behind me. He's getting me now. Come help me. That sort of stuff. And I feel like that has the longevity. That's going to be where the fun is.
I feel they've got the feel of it right. It feels like Predator. The music's there, and the music is obviously incredible.
Yeah.
And the sound of Predator as well is just great. I hope just they the do get some, like, Carl Weathers and Arnie stuff in there somehow.
They're absolutely going to try and do that, aren't they?
Yeah.
I would pay for a skin, Arnie skin. I would pay for it.
It's a bit of fun. The shooting feels a bit better than I thought it would. It feels okay. It's not like COD shooting or Siege.
Yeah, obviously.
It's not terrible. It's better than the Friday thing shooting ever was. And the one thing
I barely has shooting, it has one gun.
It's fun. Yeah. I don't know if it'll have the same lasting appeal. Like, Friday the 13th, we always kind of come back to, like, a couple times a year because it's fun and it's funny. But
I don't feel like you're going to get those
funny moments with the Predator game.
No, I definitely feel like Friday the 13th has this element of campiness that makes it fun, and it makes the glitches part of that as well. Like, it didn't mean to, but the glitches have become part of the package where it's this campiness and also, excuse the pun with campiness as well, and there's all these glitches going on at the same time. It's not a horror game, it's a comedy game.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more comical than Predator, where you're seeing, like, someone's spine getting ripped down, you're shooting in the trees and stuff.
You see some gross shit in Friday the 13th.
Yeah, absolutely. But, like, Predator feels a bit more serious.
I feel like they could have, like, if you kill someone, like, you just spare out some Arnie, like, one-liners, that would be great. Or, like, some stuff like that, just, like... But, yeah, I'm still hopeful that I'll play it a bit when it comes out. And,
like, even in our few games, we created some, like, really cool moments as well. Like, Joe put a GIF on Twitter of, like, you jumping around in the trees and your camouflage and him just firing off trying to catch you. And then there was also, we put a video on site, which is it's five-player gameplay, so it's all five perspectives cut together.
Yeah.
And what we realize is there's this great sequence at the end where I'm running. All I've got in my hand is a knife, and I'm the last one heading for the chopper. And Cardi is Predator, and he's hot on my tail, and you're just constantly, like, trying to catch up with me, and you come so close to getting me, and I just get the grappling hook. It was like a really simple. The music was perfectly timed, and it was a really like cinematic moment as well.
It's good fun. I'm hopeful for it, and I probably will be playing more of it than I thought I would, because I won't be playing The Last of Us Part 2 anytime soon.
I'm upset about that.
And that's a sad, I mean, that's a sad thing to say.
It's for the best, right? Like,
is it, Dale? Because I really want to play it.
I mean, at this point, it's going to be coming. It's going to be out with PS5 and stuff, right? Like, that's.
I don't know. It'll still be a PS4 game.
Yeah, but I feel like at that point, the new consoles will probably.
We have
be
no
out.
Idea of when. There's no real indication of when we'll be playing it now, but like films that were meant. So yesterday, A Quiet Place was meant to come out 2 weeks ago now.
Jesus.
They've delayed that till September. So that's the sort of timeline films are going with at the moment.
Like, that from September to December this year, it's going to be stacked, isn't it?
Well, the more I think about it, like, I don't even know if it's due to a product issue, and I don't have time, the more it feels like consoles might be delayed just because there's games coming out for these consoles that won't be coming out till when they were coming out. So,
I mean, but the new consoles have backwards compatibility as well, so kind of solves that issue. Who knows? I mean, it's a situation we've never been in before, isn't it? So companies are going to make the decisions that's best for them. And it is annoying because we've got so much downtime right now. It'd be great to play The Last of Us Part 2.
That's
what I'm
getting
worried about.
Did you see the new screenshots they released yesterday as well? They released a handful more. That game just looks absurd.
Like, I've gone dark on it now. I just want to play
everyone has ready. You don't really have a choice now, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone's gone dark. I've been playing Animal Crossing because that is kind of life at the moment. I got a couple of new villagers, three new villagers, in fact.
But you're collecting people.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's the whole game, Dale. You get.
I know nothing about Animal Crossing. All I see is all the shit on Twitter. And from all what I can see right now, it just seems like everybody's just showing off about the big fish that they caught.
Oh,
I feel like I'm watching endless videos of people catching big fish.
I never did get the string fish, and it's
neither did I. I'm fairly upset about that.
But I did get a snapping turtle.
So what do you actually do? Like, you collect resources, right?
So yeah,
and
you
build
just,
a village.
You build up your island, into a nice town, and you get villagers, which are all different animals, to join in your town, and you make the town pretty and upgrade it, and it's just nice and chilled.
You know, if you understand kind of how Stardew Valley plays, it's a bit like that, but a bit more toned down. But
there's
no real challenge to any of it.
Yeah.
A cross between like The Sims and Minecraft or something.
It's kind of, it's more Sims. It's more Simsy. It's kind of, there's very little challenge to the game unless you don't know how to time a fishing rod. I don't know.
Yeah, which would be sad. But it is a very relaxing and timely game for something like this when you're indoors and you just want to have, you know, play something that is just relaxing and not challenging.
Go visit your friends. Like, I've been to Joe's Island. I've been to quite a few people this podcast. I've popped in, said hi, given them some fruit. I've been charitable. Been to Lucy's Island, Cam's Island.
When you go and visit someone's island, what can you do?
You can give them gifts. You can check out their island, see what they're building, chat to their villagers, take some of their fruit because it'll sell for higher on your island than it would because it's not your native fruit.
Can you do them over? Can you absolutely like take all their
stuff? If you can allow privileges.
Yeah.
If you apply to be their best friend, you can use the shovel on their island and just dig holes everywhere and cut down trees. But that's a very mean thing to do, Dan.
I mean, but that's how I play games.
Yeah, that's why you don't play Animal. You're not allowed in Animal Crossing. No one will let you.
It is crazy how this game sounds like the perfect recipe for the state of the world right now. Like, for everyone indoors playing this nice, happy game where you get to go outside and visit your friends.
Exactly.
It's almost like they planned it. Yeah.
I mean, Nintendo. I don't think it's a coincidence that one of the early items I appeared in my shop is a face mask. That's pretty suspicious, to be honest.
I chose to escape reality and not wear it. I've got a nice like captain's hat at the moment and like a fake moustache and a nice denim shirt.
How much is loo roll on these islands?
They don't need it.
I haven't found any yet.
I have a toilet in my house, but I never wipe. What's going on there?
Just go and wipe your ass. Your ass the sea.
Maybe I'll go to talk to my new villagers. I've got Cube the penguin. He seems very cool. That wasn't supposed to be a pun.
Okay.
Popular squirrel. She seems very nice.
Did you name these guys?
No, they're
all named.
And yesterday, Eloise the elephant moved in, and she seems very nice as well. I've got some very nice people. The only one I'm not 100% sold on is I've got Quilson the duck.
Quilson,
yeah. Who's a smug duck, and he's a little bit arrogant. But okay. Sometimes you need a little bit of spice on your island like that, don't you?
So you haven't got Billy the goat, yeah?
I haven't. Just want to make sure. I've only got one more space, so I'm going to have to be very particular about who I get in here.
Go on, Disney.
I've seen people on Twitter and stuff and online bullying the other island inhabitants and stuff. And I'm not sure if you can like bully them to the point when they just fuck off your island.
Yeah, they can leave. Yeah. So really? If you ignore them, I think the best way is to just ignore them. Speak to everyone else and don't speak to them. And after after a while, they'll come to you and be like, I'm thinking about moving. And you can be like, yeah, sure, go.
Fucking hell, that is savage.
They're selling me on this game right now. Like the fact that I can be evil to all these little characters.
You can't be that evil. I've just given them all nice clothes and making them wear stupid things. But
can you take all their clothes off and just leave them naked?
What game do you want to play, mate? Can I fuck them?
I don't want, no, not like that. I just want them to be cold and like...
you're fucking cruel, mate.
I want to torture them. I like to torture NPCs.
Sure.
Yesterday was a big moment. I had KK Slider visit. Got a nice song.
I love KK Slider. And
therefore, I unlocked paving. So I spent a good hour yesterday just building paths all around my town. I've been doing some nice stone path paving. So that's my life.
Have you got vehicles?
No.
Or just paths? Just
people don't walk on the grass.
I was going to say, can you build roads and stuff?
With a path, you can put designs on your path to make it look like a road if you want to.
Can you like gentrify? Can you like make it a cosmopolitan area?
You can buy a big Godzilla statue if you want.
Have seen a lot of Godzilla.
Godzilla-fy? I don't know. What have you guys been up to? Have you watched anything on TV? What have you been watching?
I watched the first episode of season 3 of Ozark last night.
Still a good show.
Yeah. Still a good show, yeah.
Still blue?
I'm still very blue, yeah. the hue is blue, not the content. if you've seen Ozark season 1 and 2, and if you haven't, by the way, you should absolutely watch it because it's a really, really good show.
I know nothing about the show.
It feels like it kind of goes under the radar quite a lot.
Does Breaking Bad? That's what it is.
Right. Okay.
It's really instead good. Of meth, it's money laundering.
Mm. Sounds good to me.
It is a really good show, and like I said, even though it's on Netflix, it seems quite popular. It does feel like it kind of goes under the radar. Like I don't hear that many people talking about it that often. And I would say definitely watch it. I'm also watching Better Call Saul as well, but we all know about that. And that's a great show as well. You should definitely watch that too. Mm. I think that's about it, though. But mostly playing something I can't talk about.
Fair enough. I'm on season 2 of The Wire, which is still not the best.
Worst season.
Yeah, but I still think it's fine. I just feel like it takes a getting used to that we're on to a different storyline. But
it does seem like there are a lot of these like must-watch shows that I've just ignored for... Many years, like The Wire and Mad Men and all sorts.
Yeah. Well,
do you think you'll actually watch any of them, Jesse?
I know, like, I'm still watching through all of The Simpsons, to be honest, on Disney Plus. That's the thing, like, I remember back when I was in primary school and stuff, if I remember correctly, Simpsons was on Channel 4 after The Weakest Link at 6:30.
Jesus.
I think.
I'm old.
Oh, yeah.
That was
I remember coming from work and doing that.
Was Weakest Link before or after Simpsons?
I think it would have been before, and it was BBC, I think.
Really?
Weakest Link is BBC show, wasn't it?
Right. Well, either way, I remember that was like my schedule back when I was a kid and stuff. Six. And yeah. And
I'm just since watching Taiwan, I was like, show like 4 episodes a day now.
Don't get me wrong, Simpsons is a great show. But I don't feel like I need to watch them because they're all burnt up into my brain already. Yeah. Like, I feel like I've seen them all a million times.
I think I've seen a lot of the episodes, but I don't have super fond memories of them. And like, it's a really good show, and I'm going to be reminding myself of that now.
Well, are you willing to put your neck out on the line there and say the Simpsons?
Yeah. It's a brave opinion.
Are you watching that on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
I've seen they're adding 4-3 Simpsons.
Is it 16:9? Some of the quality is a bit ropey when it comes to Disney Plus at times and stuff. Mm. It does that weird thing, like, you know, on YouTube, if your video lags and it suddenly speeds up, even though the audio is playing normally. Disney Plus does that sometimes, but just randomly. Also, I watched Avatar yesterday for some reason. I was like, this is some shit.
I watched that as well last week.
I think it's fine. I remember seeing that at cinema and getting blown away because it was.
Oh, yeah, it is a spectacle to watch in the cinema. But, like, I was watching it yesterday, and I don't know if it's because, you know, I was watching on Disney Plus and it's a stream and it's not like at 4K or whatever, but some of the effects look bad.
I mean, it did come out 11 years ago.
Yeah, it was like, 2009 and stuff.
Things have changed a little bit, but it still looks great.
That world still looks incredible. Some of the stuff, like when.
I think it's the creatures and stuff, they look bad.
A bit weird. But,
yeah, and they still haven't really got that right anyway. But it's,
I think it's a fine film. It is a bit too long, maybe. But
it's basically Pocahontas. That's all.
Well, that's what everyone says, isn't it? But I think it's fine. I haven't watched it in ages. But yeah, cool. Well, should we do a quiz then?
Yeah.
Ciao. Nice. Inside, it's a UK IGN crew. Yeah, and the ones and twos. We got the games gonna play for you. Inside, I got a question for you. Hold tight, the DJ, we coming through. Yeah, and the ones and twos. We got the games gonna play for you. Inside, I got a question for you. Is it in the search?
So, we are gonna play a game that's been submitted by a user this week.
It's a user? Francis. A user of what?
Why did I say user?
A user.
That's like you tell. I've been in a lot of like business meetings. Yeah. It's like, what are the users?
Well, yeah, I've been watching The Wire. That means something else to me.
A listener, I should say. Yeah. This is from Francis Jackson.
Hey, mate.
He says, "Hello, everyone. I sincerely hope you and your families are all well and staying safe during this surreal time. I've decided for the first time to suggest a game for the Endless Search, so I hope you enjoy it. Now, this isn't entirely original, as the idea came from someone posting in the Duckunners group on a video of an Australian quiz show where, in one of the rounds, the host reads song titles that were the opposite to the actual song titles, and guests had to guess the songs from the opposite song titles."
Okay.
Then there's other things. I have tentatively called the song Songposites, which is a bit of a mouthful. Songposites. Okay, right. There isn't a link apart from... Therefore, if you like / are knowledgeable about 70s, 80s, and 90s music, then you're in luck.
Okay.
So should we do some of the things?
I'm worried, Jesse.
I mean, I feel like you're going to win anyway because I'm terrible when it comes to remembering names, but I'll do my best.
So we've got an example answer as well, just in case.
Okay.
So the example answer is Standing King.
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. Yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
So it's just always the opposite words.
Is sitting the opposite of dancing?
I mean,
I didn't write these notes. It says 1 point to the correct song, and 2 points if the band is named too.
Oh,
okay. So I'm going to just create a little chart. It says take it into
50.
He's made 20.
Okay.
He's made 20, but let's see how we get on.
Yeah, that's fair.
It says take it in turns, and if the first person answering doesn't know the answer, the second person can. I don't like that. Let's just do it. True for all.
Right.
Okay.
I'm changing. Right. First one. Leave separately.
Stay together. Oh, stand by me. What?
You're on the right track.
Like leave separately.
Staying alive? I don't know. What?
Leave separately.
Stay. It's got to be stay. Stay with me?
It's not stay.
Oh, what? No.
Come together. The Beatles.
It's come together. There you go. Kylie gets 2 points.
I ain't got that one. I would have.
It's already set.
We said stay together. And I was like, oh my God, you're so close, mate.
Yeah.
Fork lady.
Fork lady.
Word as well. One word. Fork lady.
Knife man.
Is that a song?
That's close.
What? Oh man.
Spoon fork man. Lady, yeah.
It's spoon man. Yeah. Do you know who that's by?
I don't actually.
I didn't even know that was a song. What the fuck?
Nor did I. It's by Soundgarden.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay.
White Cat.
Black Dog by Led Zeppelin.
Yes, right. Cardi. I mean, I just feel like Cardi has an advantage in this.
Like I said, this just isn't going to go well.
Right, next one. I can't even say this word. Discomfortingly. I can't say that word properly. Sensitive. Discomfortingly sensitive.
Disgust. Even I can't.
It's a mouthful, isn't it? That word.
Oh, fuck it. I just can't.
I know kind of what this is.
Come on, Cardi, you know this.
Yeah, come on, you already have the answer, mate. I'm just listening to you now.
So, say it again. I'm getting confused with what the opposites are and what aren't.
Don't make me say it again. Discomfortingly sensitive. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, I can't speak English.
What do you say, discomfortingly?
I'm reading it as it's written, but it is bringing up in Google, it is bringing up a spell check. It's discomfortingly. Yes, it is that is a word, apparently.
Okay. That's just the word. The whole song is discomfortingly.
No, sensitive is the second word.
I didn't get that bit at all.
Oh, that's good. Now you got the extra hint, innit?
Discomfortingly.
I'm going to have to pressure for an answer.
Yeah.
You know what? Please tell us. Free me of this pain.
Okay, the answer is uncomfortably numb.
No.
Oh, you would have got that one there.
Yeah, I would have.
All right.
Let's do 10 of these. So I'm just going to skip through to my favourite ones. So we've done.
Oh, that's good.
Some of them are a bit. I think there's one, The Torture Never Stops by Frank Zappa and the Mothers. Like, we're not. No one's getting that.
Yeah, all right.
What about this one? Rational.
There's going to be so many words.
Yeah, there's so many words that could be.
Great.
Get off synonym.com on your phone.
Rational. Yeah, it looks like he's Googling, doesn't it?
I'm not. I'm just looking at my three that's on my desk.
Okay. I'm going to push for an answer. Three on
your desk. That's a nice turnaround. Yeah.
Just a bit of flair in it.
Have we got an answer?
Rational. No. It's going to be something bait.
Careless.
Okay, and that's a song by Royal Blood, isn't it? It's Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Fair amount of rock songs.
Okay, this one's kind of clever.
Great.
Stairway to Heaven. That is not the answer.
Highway to Hell.
Yeah, you can have it.
It is
one.
Highway to Hell. Jesse got that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that by Jesse?
That is by, it's AC/DC, right?
It is.
Okay, yes. Good.
You're off the mark, mate.
I was going to fucking throw myself off the balcony if I got that wrong.
What about this one? Bitter Adults of Theirs.
What?
Sweet Child of Mine?
Sweet Child of Mine. Oh, nice. Man. Cardi's slaying it.
Well, Cardi, you won.
Hang on. No, I'm going to do a few more.
Just having a great time.
Yeah.
Servant of Entity.
Servants of Entity. It's got God in the title, innit? Something like that.
No.
It's something of nothing, is it?
No.
Oh.
Of is right.
Yeah.
I mean, change the word of.
Ruler?
Ruler of nothing.
Servant of Entity.
King, owner, ruler, I don't know. What the opposite of servant?
Give it to us, Dale. Go on.
It's Master of Puppets.
Oh,
of course.
It's an entity. I'm not feeling that one.
Okay. I thought this was going to be like more greatest hits in general, but it seems to lean more to...
What?
No, okay. I'm referring to the previous songs mentioned as the overall time period, not just one genre of music.
Together, uncomfortably numb. Paranoid, Highway to Hell.
Suppose they are
Child of Mine.
They all are rock. That is what.
Yeah.
But then again,
okay. We'll do,
who cares?
We'll do one more.
They're good.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of these, is like, there's one, a Rush song, "Spirit of Radio." I've never heard that.
Well, I know it.
Some fan of music, you are, Dale.
What about this? You've got none of them. You got one of them.
Mate, I'm fucking, I'm like a baby compared to you lot, so that's my excuse.
You can still listen to me. I wasn't alive in the 70s. I know the songs.
Yeah, I was born in 1983. I know who the Beatles are, mate.
Oh, Jesus. You guys are old. Fuck it.
Anyway, last one.
Okay.
They ignore what they dislike in my cupboard.
Oh, my God.
They
ignore what I dislike in my cupboard.
You know, I
know you do. Oh,
great. Is it a Genesis song?
It is a Genesis song.
Oh, well, I'm fucked there.
I can't remember the exact title.
But look, let's look at the words. They ignore what they dislike in my cupboard.
It's like an English test.
And bear in mind, in is the same word.
Yeah.
And what, for some reason, is the same word.
That's good.
Is it in your wardrobe? In my wardrobe?
It's I know what I like in your wardrobe.
Yeah,
right. Okay. Well, you know what? Congratulations, Cardi.
There we go. So Cardi wins 8-2.
I'm happy I got one, though.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Sending that in, Francis, as well. Maybe next time, make the music a little bit broader. Like, cover all sorts, not just 70s and 80s.
Run. I'm happy with that.
I want to win.
Jesse, what you like Motown, don't you?
I do like a lot of Motown, yeah.
And what you like certain Japanese music as well, don't you?
I mean, like Japanese 70s, 80s, like pop and jazz, essentially.
There you go.
Let's have a bit of feedback. Yeah. Who's first?
That's you, mate.
Yeah, I'll go first. Why not? I've got one here from Max M. Oh, mysterious. The old M&M, what they call it. Says that the subject of this email is pick a mix! Important. So please listen to this carefully. So, how's it going, guys? I am well also, thanks. Did you guys ask? No. Didn't give you a chance, really. Anyway, on to my pick a mix story. I used to work at Tesco, and we had a pick a mix end to one of our aisles. It was facing the customer service desk. Now you can picture the layout, I hope. Have we all got that in our mind?
Yeah.
One day I was down at the tills, probably bored or something. I walked over to Diane over on the customer service desk. Ugh. Good old Diane.
What's she up to?
She always had some story about a knobhead customer or something. During our chat, God knows what it was about, I remember seeing some man and a woman take a cheeky tweet out of the pick a mix and gobble them up. I tutted or made a comment to Diane. Then she told me this. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Do a little bit of storytelling here. Mm-hmm. Oh, Max, you should have seen it earlier. What happened? I replied. Some little boy.
Wait, hang on, Caddy. Should we do this? Like, should I be one and you be the other?
Okay. Do you want to be Max or Diane?
Wow,
I'll be a Diane.
Okay. I wish everyone could see Dale's face right now and how excited he is.
you
get a little acted, mate.
Okay, then go on, Diane.
Oh, Max, you should have seen it earlier.
What happened?
Some little boy put his hand in one of the pots and shoved a load of sweets into his mouth.
Sounds like something a naughty boy would do, I guess. She continued.
He saw me staring at him and then he spat them all back out into the pot.
Oh, that sounds disgusting. I responded in a joking but serious way. I hope you told someone to clean that pot out.
No. Should I have?
Turns out this happened in the morning, and it was now about 3:30 in the afternoon. I called someone over to clean them out, and as Diane couldn't work out what pot it was, they all had to be thrown away. Vile. What a lovely story.
That's like the shittest audiobook ever.
All right, mate.
All right.
Reminded me of that time when we read out my short film on the podcast.
Yeah, my incredible American accent.
Glad I wasn't there for that.
Sound vile, Max. And I hope that Diane
got fired, frankly.
I don't believe people actually did that. Like, would go to pick a mix and just shove it in their mouth. That is minging.
Yeah.
Ugh, God. Like, especially with everything that's going on now. Not allowed.
No.
I mean, pick a mix shouldn't be allowed right now. I think it should be paused.
Should be outlawed.
government. It does feel very, everything about Pick and Mix feels very unhygienic right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you feel like after all this is blown over as well, we're going to, as a society, become like way more conscious of like,
no, people are still going to be
hygiene.
Fucking tramps, man. Disgusting. Yeah.
Like, my dad works in a factory and he says there's still guys, he only got furloughed last week, but he said there's still guys there not washing their hands after they've been to the toilet.
That is mad. It's like, that is illegal.
You'd be doing that anyway.
No, right? It's disgusting.
Oh, Jesse, you got some feedback?
Yeah, I got some feedback from James Clark. He says...
You sound pissed off about
that. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'm really happy you put some feedback in, James. It's really nice that I'm going to read this. So let's go.
He says, so insincere.
You know, I'm just trying to...
IGN or UK feedback at IGN.com. I, for one, enjoy when people send feedback, so...
I'm trying to be sincere. Let's go on, okay? He says, right. Hi, guys. It's been a while since I last wrote in, and I'm furious with myself for that. As a lifelong Geordie and Newcastle fan playing Football Manager at the same time as you guys, I can't believe I never wrote to you about my career at Fleetwood Town. Back-to-back promotions before taking a job at Everton, the day before being offered an interview at the Toon. Hated myself for that choice. And then he's got a bunch more. He says, anyway, that's not really why I'm writing. I was wondering if you could give me some advice or tips or where I'm going wrong. I have a major issue with beginning games, loving them, but then never getting around to finishing them.
Play Resi 3.
Why. Yeah, there you go. It's fucking 3 hours long. He goes on to say, in the past few years alone, this has happened to me with The Witcher 3, Fallout 4, Resident Evil 2, Assassin's Creed Origin and Odyssey, Hitman and Hitman 2, Shadow of War, even Red Dead 2. To be fair, I would have finished that, but the online came out for those first few days of Red Dead Redemption Online, and it ruined it for me. He then says, I loved all these games and threw myself into the lore of many of them, but never reached the finish line. My excuse is that I'm a 34-year-old teacher whose wife doesn't share many of my same interests as I do, so I can't set aside too much time. But really, that masks over the truth that I'm not doing these games the justice they deserve. The campaigns I do finish are usually of those games that are 15 to 30 hours, and I rarely have time to play my favorite games. Usually I revert back to type and play some... and play some pick-up-and-play games like FIFA, Madden, or Fortnite. I'm stuck in a bit of a rut and keen to get out, but don't really know why. Any advice would be greatly received. And he does have a bit more as well. So I'm just gonna keep going on. I hope you guys are listening. If it helps, this can often extend to TV series too. Something I realized when I heard you guys talking about The Wire. Loved the first 3 seasons. Never finished them. Same with Line of Duty, Peaky Blinders, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s, Kingdom, etc., etc. I have a problem, and I feel like Joe, Cardi, and Matt might have the solution.
Oh,
I have less faith in Dale as a platinumer. As a platinumer, you'll have
He's
no empathy for my plight. And who really knows with Jesse? You're right there, to be honest.
Thanks, guys. To a lot of things. Who really knows what's going on?
Yeah. Thanks, guys. You do an awesome job, even in isolation. I'm loving the podcast more now that I have done in my 4 years of avid listening. All the best.
Well,
stay safe.
Let's hope he got to the end of this podcast and finish it to hear that feedback.
That's the longest piece of feedback I've ever had to say.
Really?
I would say that now, he's considering he's a teacher, he probably hasn't got a lot on right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So use this time.
You've got this time to catch up on all this stuff, mate. Also, I would say stop starting so many things if you haven't finished the previous one. And he's absolutely right. You're going to get no empathy from me.
I don't really know.
You feeling empathetic, Cardi?
I don't know. Yeah, I do that every now and then. I've started a lot of things, started a lot of games and not finished them. I don't tend to do it with TV or films or anything. I finished.
Didn't you take like years to watch... Hannibal?
That is one that weirdly I was on and off on. That normally I start a series and I just watch it through. But yeah, games. What's one recently? Like, I'm having that with Doom Eternal at the moment. Actually, I can only play that like for
an hour or so, innit?
Yeah, I can do a level, and they're overly long levels as well. I think the game is incredible. It feels good. It sounds good, but it's dragging a little bit for me.
Even if it's a good game, you can get a bit stuck. Like Witcher 3, I've probably started that game 4 times now and then end up putting like 10 or 15 hours in, and I just kind of stop. Not that the game's bad or anything, it's just I get distracted or I pick up something else.
I jump back in because the you'll start telling yourself I wasn't enjoying it when you actually were, and you'll just keep thinking I'm never going to go back to it. But then once you put it on, get through that first 10 minutes of being like, I don't know if I'm in the mood. You'll get like half an hour and you're like, right, I'm back in properly. It's
I would say also, though, if like, I always find that if I'm happy to just stop playing something, then I do honestly think that I'm probably not enjoying it that much, because I know the games where I do enjoy, where I just can't wait to turn it back on again. I can't wait to carry on playing.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like the older you get, the less patience you have for things that aren't like fulfilling, like you and your time is more precious and you don't want, and you want to enjoy every time.
Is that why you spend less time with me now?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's that's one of those things.
That's why, global pandemic aside, that's what I'm doing here.
It's one of those mad things when people say like, oh, you know, this TV show or this game gets good in like, you know, 6 or 10 hours. It's like,
I hate that
No one has fucking time. Like, if the first couple of hours aren't good, then I'm not going to waste my own time.
I always remember that with Final Fantasy 13. And they're like, play 30 hours in and then it really opens up and gets good. Yeah, that's like, absolutely not.
Yeah, not.
No. Oh, that was a good way to kill an hour or so, wasn't it?
What, reading that feedback?
No, just having a bit of fun at it. Dale, what have you got?
You were talking then, like it was the end of the podcast. I was like, hang on, I've still got feedback to read.
I want to listen to Dale.
Now it's the finale.
Okay, mine's from Jacob Barker.
That's a good name.
And he starts off in a very polite manner by saying, hey, shitheads.
Oh, there we go.
I tend to listen to your show when running, mostly because the anger I get when listening helps motivate my run. So, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Who do you think winds him up the most?
I'm not going to say.
Jesse, I mean, I'm on. No, not all.
That's right. I can see it in Card's eyes.
He's
I didn't say anything.
You can't speak with your eyes, Cardi.
Come I on. Can. Anyway, you looked into him.
Back to Jacob. I recently listened to your IMDb Top 250 quiz powered by Alan's amazing Excel and was exasperated by Matt's, I think it was him, and it was Matt, answer to the release date of 12 Angry Men, not only suggesting it was in the late 70s, but then the further nitwitting by suggesting Reservoir Dogs was within 5 years.
Wow.
And he wrote, you what, mate? And to be fair, I listened back to that and I was like, you are way off with this.
Wait, did Matt say Reservoir Dogs was released in the past 5 years?
I don't say that again.
No.
I thought Matt said that.
He said 12 Angry Men. He thought 12 Angry Men was in the late 70s, but then suggested that Reservoir Dogs was within 5 years because it was like a higher.
Oh, right. I thought he meant it came out in the past 5 years. That would be mad. Right.
We were about blind spots.
Anyway, the real reason of this email wasn't for abuse. I guess it's a bit of a hygiene factor for you, like an UB open world game having collectibles, or a Call of Duty game having tossers playing. I don't know what that bit was all about. It was for the game. The games are things which aren't games. I'm really surprised no one has mentioned this yet. The games are things which aren't games.
So, okay. You know, we're doing the whole thing of what are people's dream games that don't exist yet, basically.
Oh, yes. So, yeah. Okay. Right. A Warhammer 40K game made by DICE.
Oh, where's Matt when you need him?
Yeah, but it's shaking with anger.
Battlefront, but with fucking space marines.
It'd like that.
Tyranids, huge mechs, and titans. Imagine taking the destructive environment of recent Battlefield games and having that applied to a massive battle between the Imperium of Man and Chaos.
Matt would plenty love that.
plenty of characters to use for heroes and plenty of races to use for battles. To be different, you could use Pro Horus Hercy space marines, whatever that is.
Yeah, I agree.
That's going to listen to me like, fuck's sake.
Yeah, so you're like, how angry he was about Matt with 12 Angry Men.
Yeah.
How angry is me for butchering all this crap.
Well, we're currently up to 2 Angry Men. We just need 10 more.
I've got Norfolk's maddest man. another one, Animal Crossing-esque game set in the 1980s Twin Peaks. Rejuvenate the old sawmill, solve a little animal murder. I'm trying to make the island more Twin Peaks by just planting lots and lots of cedars. It's getting there.
I like that.
Anyway.
Especially if you have the Twin Peaks music as well.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
What about you? What about you, Jesse? Have you got anything that you'd like to see made?
If you've had your input, what is your dream game?
Oh, for me, it is Star Wars related, actually, so that is correct. It's the team behind Ace Combat making a Star Wars dogfighting game, because I think they'll be the best people for it.
Yeah, I'd actually play that. How excited? I know I'm personally, so this isn't just taking the piss out of you. The Pod Racer game remastered coming to PS4 on Switch.
Honestly, like me and my older brother, we played that all the time on the N64, and we fucking loved it. So
I played that game on PC with mouse and keyboard.
That is mad, you privileged bastard.
Privileged? What?
The higher textures on the PC compared to the sad little N64. You got the full experience.
Oh, well.
But either way, I've been playing a lot of Jedi Academy and stuff just because that got released on Switch and PS4. So I'm excited for more Star Wars, even if it is pod racing.
Okay. I'd like to see, although we've got Predator right now, I want to see Illphonic. Maybe... Okay. Invest a little bit more in their tech and then make an alien game with the same format with space with marines versus one alien, and you get to play as the alien hunting the marines. I think
that would be good. Yeah, good stuff. I can't remember what I said mine were, but I've already said them, so I ain't got more. I'm not an endless well of creativity. It may seem like that sometimes, but
yeah,
there is a bottom to it, and we have literally reached rock bottom.
Okay.
You have, mate.
Sending your feedback to IGN_UK. Is that right? I've totally lost the plot.
IGN_UK feedback@IGN.com. That I find it's right. Easier to remember if I just say it fast.
Exactly. Yeah. Off memory at that point. I went off track. Yeah. That was a fun hour and a bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Sending your feedback as well, because obviously we're going to run out of games to talk about soon. Yeah. So
there's a big one we'll be able to talk about next week, which probably half of you are already playing. So there you go.
We're not allowed to talk about it, even though it's out in the world.
But that'll be fun. I suppose there's nothing more to say than what music should we have, actually? Is there any good Resi music you can put at the end of here?
Can put the Nemesis chase theme?
Yeah, the original, though. From
Yeah.
1999 one, which I'm disappointed it wasn't in the game.
Cool. Well, everyone can enjoy that. And if you're listening to that before bed, here's some terrifying chase music to send you to sleep.
Imagine just like waking up out of your half sleep.
See you later.
Bye.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.